This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. This is Eric Nam, and welcome to the K-pop DevOps show. I'm saying happy Monday because, in case you don't know, the DevOps show goes live on Monday. So on Mondays, we K-pop DevOps. Say with me, K-pop DevOps, amazing, so cool. I know. All right, so I hope you guys have been doing well. I'm doing swell. It is spring, and that is why today we're going to be talking about spring songs in K-pop, because everybody loves a good spring song. Everybody loves spring, except for the allergies. I hate allergies. But overall, I think spring is great because we've been cold for so long, and I can't wait for us to all warm up before it becomes unbearably hot and we can't stand summer and we're like, please fall. Do us a solid and come through with your breezes. But until then, we have spring. Spring is here. Sorry, I'm looking at this massive, massive fly. It may fly in here into the screen on the video. But so I've been in an Airbnb. Again, I'm in LA, and I've been in this Airbnb, and it's really stressful. It's like a great neighborhood, and the landlord is super nice. It's great. Good gig. But like, one weird odd thing that's been happening is, like, do you know those flies? Not like your cute little flies. Not like the little flies the size of like a rice grain. I'm talking about like big, big, big flies, like horse flies, like the size of like the end of your pinky thumb, or pinky's not a thumb, the end of your pinky, like legit big, big ass flies. Well, this house, oh my God, it's here. Oh my gosh. Do you hear it? Zzz. They're so big. Okay, so I moved in the first day and I was like, oh my gosh, that's huge. I killed it. Okay? I killed it. And then the next day, another one showed up. I killed it. Like, I'm not kidding you. I wish I was exaggerating. I'm not. I've literally killed 11 of these big, big flies. And when I killed this next one, it's going to be 12. But they are so big. And I'm like, where are they coming from? Like, where? What? Why? Like, is there a breeding ground? Are they cloning themselves? That's not possible, because I killed them and I like flushed them down the toilet. But they just won't go away. They're so big. And they're like, I don't know why they won't go away. It's not like they don't even eat food. Like, I don't even know what they eat. Like, I'll leave, like, I'll be eating something. I've not once seen a fly anywhere near my food. They're just always on the wall. And then it just reminds me of, like, you know, those movies or TV shows where it's, like, the ghost or the zombie and, like, blah, and they open their mouth and all the flies fly out. That's what it reminds me of. I'm like, I imagine there's something somewhere that's the cause of these big, big, big-ass flies. I don't know what it is. But I don't like it. But you know what we do like? We like spring songs. And that's why you're here, aren't you? You're here to learn about some K-pop spring songs, because everybody needs a good spring song playlist refresh. Oh, that's a good way to put it. Because spring is like a time where you refresh. You kind of change up the sheets. You kind of air the house out. You do the laundry. You wash everything, because, you know, we've been inside all winter. Things get stuffy. We're clearing it out. Get your groove on. That's what's happening. But before we do that, we have a lot of other things that we have to talk about. For example, I know not on last week's episode with Neve, but the episode before that, I talked to you guys about me losing my keys. And a lot of people on the comments and on social media and on YouTube, they were like, what happened to the story? Apparently, I didn't finish the story. It was a traumatic experience. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I just completely flew above my head like this fly keeps doing. So, I didn't find them. I literally ran 5 miles that day. And I never found those keys. So, I had to jump the fence of my Airbnb. And I was like, oh my gosh, maybe it's inside the fence. Maybe it's like on the ground somewhere. You know, maybe it's like I left it in the door. Sometimes I've done that. Like, left it in the door and like, oh, gotta get it. You know, like your mid-sentence and you can do that. Anyways, nope, couldn't find it. Nowhere to be found. And I was jumping the fence and I was like, I'm going to get caught by the cops. And my phone's almost dead. Like, this is going to be a big issue. So I called or I texted my landlord and I was like, I'm really sorry. I know I've only been here for a few days and I've already lost the keys. She was so nice. She's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, I'll bring you a new pair of keys. Like, cool. And I called Eddie. I was like, I'm really sorry. I couldn't find your keys. And he's like, that's cool. You know, like, just replace it. So we actually switched cars. He took his car and I'm riding Brittany's car. Brittany has been so nice. She's been letting me borrow her car. Thank you so much, Brittany. Now, here's another issue though. I didn't realize this, but these smart keys, okay, are way too smart for their own good because they're so freaking expensive. But it doesn't mean that they're smart. That's not very smart because I feel like because they're so smart, they should be teaching themselves how to be cheap. Because here's the thing. I went to the dealer and I was like, hey, I lost my brother's keys. Can I get them replaced? And like, yeah. And they're like, does he have key protection? I was like, I don't know. It's not my car. He's like, okay, we'll look it up for you. I was like, well, how much does it cost? He's like, oh, with key protection, it's free. I was like, oh, that's great. That's awesome. And then I was like, okay, well, how much is it without key protection? I'm like, oh, huh. It's $800. What? What kind of insanity is this? What key costs $800? This is not a smart key. This is ridiculous. This is the dumbest key I've ever heard about. Oh my gosh. So, okay, circling back. My argument was that I was trying to be healthy. And as I was trying to be healthy, I decided to go for a run. Okay, in case you guys missed this, I went for a run. I lost the keys to my brother's car and to the house, right? I ended up running way too much. I was not excited for that, to run that much, you know? It was supposed to be a really quick jog. I even left all the lights on and because I was literally like, it'll be 10 minutes. I had like put the rice on and I was like ready to go. I'll be back. I'm going to start eating and then everything. Nope. Turned into hours of my time, $800. What am I going to do, guys? What am I going to do? You know? But this is what it is. You live and you learn and you will never make the mistake again. Now, after that, I've been like so paranoid about leaving this house. Where like, if I leave the house and I feel like I left the stove on or I left the light on or I didn't lock the door, like I will have to check 3, 4, 5 times. It's so annoying. Like I know I went to the stove, turned it off. I touched all four knobs, made sure the gas isn't going. And then I will leave the house. We'll get in the car. I'm not even making this up. And then I drove down the street and I was like, oh my gosh, did I turn the stove off? I don't know. I did. And then I'm like, no. And my brain's like, you didn't. So I will come back, go back through two gates, or a gate and then a door, just to double check that I turned the stove off, right? And it's like a combination of that, the door, did I lock the door? I don't know. Like, I really don't like it. It's really stressful. But that's been my life. Anyways, I don't know why I'm here. All to say, don't lose your keys, guys. It's horrible. So stressful. I think I just got acid reflux talking about this. Anyways, you guys aren't here for this. You guys are here for some K-pop. So let's go ahead. We're going to run through some of these real quick. We're going to run through some spring songs because everybody needs to add these songs to their spring playlist. Okay, first up, Busker Busker with Cherry Blossom Ending. 봄바람이 날리며 흩날리는 벚꽃잎이 울려 퍼질 이 거리를. So this song is the title track off of Busker Busker's first original album. And Busker Busker, they were in Superstar K. This is like probably 2013, 2012. And it was a trio. Three guys. I only know two of them. But the two guys are great. But this is the most iconic spring song in Korea. After it was released, it just literally just owned the charts for, I feel like it was months. Since its release in March 2012, right, it has over 200 million streams. This is, I think, just Korea. And accumulated download sales of more than 7.5 million, right? And over 5 years, for 5 years after its release, it was consistently in Melon's annual top 100 chart. And they call it two things. They call it the pension plan, like the Cherry Blossom pension, because it keeps entering the chart every year. And then more fun is they call it the zombie. They call it the zombie. It's like, oh my God, the Cherry Blossom's returned. It will not go away. It is always, you see it right around this time. It comes in around like the 197 mark, and then it jumps up to like 63, and then it jumps up to 22, and then it'll be in the top 10. Of course, over the past, what, it's almost been 10 years since the song released, so it has diminished in terms of its impact, but it is still that song. It is that song, okay? This song is that song, and it will just take over the charts over and over and over, and it's just a pleasant song. It's a pleasant song. Now, the band itself, they actually disbanded in 2013. Jang Bum-jun, who is the lead singer, the vocalist, and the guitarist, he has been releasing a lot of things just solo, and he does very well doing that as well. We actually grabbed dinner, some sushi, I think, but he's a big gamer. So if you guys are on YouTube and you guys like League of Legends, he's on League of Legends, singing League of Legends songs and doing League of Legends events and all sorts of things. He also has two kids, but yeah. And then Brad, who is a drummer, he is a white guy who I believe was their teacher, like an English teacher for the two other members. And he just ended up joining the band. And I haven't seen Brad in a while. I think he's actually back in the States. I think they moved out of Korea, but I actually have not connected with him in quite some time. But Brad, if you're hearing this, hope you're doing well. Miss you, bud. All right. Next up, we have another hit song. It's called Spring Love by Eric Nam and Wendy of Red Velvet. Yes, this song, Spring Love, it was a project song that we did with SM Station. And it is the, and I'm reading what our writers sourced, okay? The lyric depicts the fluttering emotions bloomed between friends with Wendy and Eric's sweet voice. Now, if you could go ahead and add birds chirping in the background like we would imagine Snow White, that would be great, okay? I think it'd be good. So, I did not know this. Several hours after its release, it topped a total of 5 charts, including Genie, Naver Music, and blah, 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 blah. I didn't know. Surprise! Well, thank you so much. Artist info, Eric Nam. It's ... me! It's me, Eric Nam! And Wendy. Wendy is the main vocalist of a 5-member girl group under SM. It's called Red Velvet, and she is the best. Wendy is awesome. She's incredibly talented. She's the sweetest person in the world. And I believe she's releasing solo stuff in April. I'm super excited for that. She's so talented. She's so nice. And I know she, I haven't seen her in a while. She had an accident. I believe she got pretty injured, severely injured. But she has made a recovery and she's doing well. I know we haven't hung out in person in quite some time, but Wendy, if you see this, I hope you're doing well and excited to see your solo debut, I guess, right? Yeah? Yeah. Debut. Hold on, I'm going to Google this. Red Velvet Wendy will make her solo debut in April. Yes. There you go. There we got it. I'm so excited. So excited. But yeah, Spring Love. I remember when we shot the video, we were freezing. We almost died because it was so cold. It was so freaking cold. But yes. But anyways, Wendy, really excited for your solo debut. I think the world is. Can't wait for it. If you haven't checked it out, guys, check out Spring Love. You're going to love it. It's so cute. Oh, I was talking about the music video, wasn't I? So the music video, we shot it at like an old decrepit amusement park, and it was freezing. It was so cold. remember it being so cold. So if you look at the music video, my ears are like bright pink and red because it was freezing. And we're like, we'd never met. And they're like, you guys are dating in this video. And I was like, oh, hi. Okay. Okay. I don't know if we had never met, but it was just like we didn't know each other at all. So I remember it being like really awkward. But anyways, check it out. She's awesome. The song's awesome. And I hope you guys love it. Next up, we have K-Will with Love Blossom. So K-Will is, gosh, this dude is such a good singer. If you guys don't know K-Will, you guys are missing out. K-Will is an incredible singer. We actually have like overlapped a lot. And we actually caught up probably last fall. It's been a few months, but he's like a really refreshing guy. Very like straightforward and an amazing, amazing singer and performer. We actually have the same dancers. So when it gets to like Christmas time or like concert season, obviously not COVID times, our dancers are always like running back and forth between our shows, trying to make things work. And they'll be like, oh, the dancers are with K-Will today. You have like another set of dancers kind of thing. So it's always like, it's like catch-em-all or whack-a-mole, where it's like, we never know who's going to show up where. But K-Will, he debuted in 2007. And his albums were like massive, massive hits. And his OSTs were massive hits. And he's like this soulful, powerful singer that's based in R&B. Like super good. And I believe, I could be wrong, don't quote me on this, but I believe he actually used to be under Big Hit. So Big Hit before it became what Big Hit is today. And so Big Hit had, you know, a slew of artists, like really great artists who have, you know, some of them are still there. Some are doing their own thing. But I believe he used to be under there. So, Bang Siok PD님, producer name, Mr. CEO of Big Hit. I believe he actually worked on a lot of like K-Will's music and stuff. I don't know the politics of like how artists went from one company label to another. I think somebody told me once and I forgot it because it's just complicated. But anyways, yeah, K-Will ended up going to Starship, which he was like one of their main artists with like Sistar. And then obviously Starship is home to other great groups and artists as well. He has like a lot of great songs, like very pleasing to hear, very like just pleasant songs. So check it out. Love Blossom. Okay? All right. Do it. Now, here are some other songs that will give you just like a fresh spring vibe in case you want to keep filling up your spring playlist. We have Melomance with Gift. Melomance, they blew up about 3 years ago now. Minseok, he's the main vocalist. He's an incredible vocalist. And then he's like also just a really… He's a tall, tall, goofy dude, but in like the sweetest way. He has such a great voice. So definitely check it out. Melomance, Gift. Other song I would recommend… 봄이 좋냐 by 10cm, 10 centimeters. 봄이 좋냐. Which is kind of like, oh, you like spring? It's like a kind of tongue-in-cheek, like kind of sarcastic way of like, oh, so you like spring kind of thing. And I think… From my best understanding, it's like there's so many spring love songs, like so many of them, that it's like the anti-love love song. And it's kind of sarcastic and cynical in that way. Oh, here's another one. Here's another great spring song. There's a song called You Who, and it's by Eric Nam and Jeon So-mi. We put this together a few years ago as well. And it's a great spring medium tempo song. That's all you need for spring, okay? That's it. Don't ask for more. Take it or leave it. Just take it. Take it or leave it. Take it. All right. Okay. Also, we got to give a big shout out to Rosé because the title track of her first solo album, R, On The Ground, is out. It is available now. And I'm so excited for, obviously you guys know that I'm a huge fan and that I love her voice. So, I mean, you know, we all live in, ain't we? Is this, holy crappers. Sorry, I'm just reading this, like the notes that our writers and producers have put out here. 4 days after pre-orders for the album began, it recorded 400,000 pre-orders. What? That's wild. Oh my gosh. Holy smokes. Anyways, congrats. 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 And I hope you'll join us on the show one day. But congrats on everything and on your solo debut. You know, who doesn't love Blackpink? I mean, honestly, if you don't like Blackpink, we gotta talk about some things, okay? Also, a couple other things that we got to talk about. Here at Dive Studios, we have two new things that are happening. The Kino Jinjin show called Unboxing is out. It is available right now. It is Gino. It is Jinjin of Astro and Kino of Pentagon. They have come together for a new show. It's called Unboxing. You guys can check it out in Korean if you want to listen in Korean on whatever podcast platform you're listening to it from. Or you can go to youtube.com/divepods or Dive Studios to check it out with subtitles and captions. But pretty much what happens is they talk about things and they bring on their friends and they talk about music and they just talk to each other. So check it out. It's great. Also, very important, we have a new Mindset collection that is releasing. It is Jay of Day 6. Jay's Mindset is great. If you guys haven't heard Mindsets before, you're really missing out. Mine is out, Tablo's is out, and Jay's releases Tuesday, March 23rd, aka tomorrow as of the airing time of this podcast. But Jay gets really deep into a lot of topics, and he has interviews with like one of the first people who really helped him when he got to Korea. There's an interview with his college roommate. There's a lot of great stuff in there. So definitely, definitely recommend that you guys check it out. You can go to getmindset.com. You guys aren't going to regret it. And we have more artists coming. So come on. Don't you like to be ahead of trend? Don't you like to be on trend? Get in on the trend now. Go to getmindset.com. Anyways, big shout out to Jay and to Jinjin and Kino. But yeah, now we got to talk about something really important. The Grammys. Okay. A lot of feelings there. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. And I don't know what to say. Obviously, there are things that happen. And I love that people take it in stride. But, you know, I feel like everybody was rooting for it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I think we're talking about the BTS Grammy nomination. And I think we were all hoping for it. Didn't work out. And just didn't work out. But I think I was seeing all over the internet the guys being like, well, time to get back to work. And that's what I love about them. They're humble, they're hardworking, and they're just gonna keep doing their thing. And hopefully next year is the year. And yeah. I don't know what to say. I was rooting for them. I think a lot of people were. But sometimes it's just we can't get what we want all the time. But anyways, congrats anyways, because it's still a big deal to be Grammy nominated. That's still such a big deal. The people of K-pop and what we do and artists, we just got to make music. We got to make things that we love, that we feel strongly about and doing what we do. So that's our job and we'll keep doing it. And myself, I'm back in the studio, I'm writing, and hopefully I'll be able to put something out this year and go and see you guys on tour. So that's the hope. Anyways, that's all I have for this episode. I know it was short, but we like them short and sweet. If you guys can, please check out all of our stuff on our socials at The Dive Studios. You can see our video episodes at youtube.com/Dive Studios for highlights, or youtube.com/Dive Pods for full episodes. Also, please subscribe. Or no, not subscribe. They changed it. Please follow our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or both. And leave us a nice 5-star and a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts as well, because it really does help us. You can see a lot of our funny TikToks where we do crazy things at the Dive at Dive Studios on TikTok. And you can please become a patron of ours at patreon.com/Dive Studios, so you guys can help us do what we do and create this type of content for you guys. Anyways, everybody, it's spring. We're going to end this on a happy note. Everybody smile just real big. Spring. The Easter Bunny is going to be here soon. The birds are going to have babies. The grass is going to turn green. And then we're going to have like rainbows in the sky. And we're going to have like flowers everywhere and tulips popping up and like little baby bunnies and like all these little new baby things popping up everywhere. And that includes ants and these huge flies that keep flying around. All these cool things. Anyways, stay healthy. Stay happy. Right? Stay safe. And I'll see you guys next week. Love you guys. Goodbye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped. Opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.